Coffee is for Closers, guys, with your host, Johnny Q. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to close your sales, prospecting new business, working with sales objections, getting higher commissions, and managing your sales time.
I'll show you how to kill it all the time, every time.
Coffee is for Closers is going to be the best sales podcast online. Mastering sales process at high profit selling. It's how you present sales propositions, not when you do it. Learn how to present and you will reap the reward of a higher profit margins. Johnny Q, coffee is for closers. Hey guys, Johnny Q here. I just wanted to go ahead and thank you. Season 2 started off, we're kicking it off live. Now we're bringing better and stronger content. Now we're taking season 1 and just blowing it up with some of amazing content. Like now with what sales closers are doing right now. So we're just taking it by 100 times what season 1 was. And I have to tell you, season 1 was far great. I had so much fun doing it. However, we are now doing season 2, so that's what we're recording, and we are bringing in like huge guns, stronger closes, secret selling methods that only top closers are actively doing right now, making you bigger commissions, bigger sales, and just taking you to the far next level, farther than you ever push yourself. You're gonna be so amazed with everything that we're bringing for you, okay? So, guys, one thing I wanna go ahead and mention is that I'm now on TikTok, so make sure that you show me some love and give me on TikTok, because I'm working really hard. You can follow me on TikTok at Coffee is for Closers Johnny. Please follow me there, subscribe, and I will put my email on this episode on the description. So if you have a question or anything, please show some love, email me, just let me know that you're listening. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. Show some love and make sure you hit that subscribe button and share with your friends on social media. Thank you. Mastering the sales process at a high profit selling. No matter what you sell, guys, insurance, cars, recreational vehicles, real estate, whatever you learn about mastering the sales process, you need to make sure we master the sales process all the time. Understanding the sales process is very important in taking your prospects from being interested to a signed contract. Many companies have a standard set of stages to cover the selling process in a sale. As a sales professional, start a selling process. Upper management doesn't really understand the objections we face when we're talking to a prospect or trying to close a sale. Most of these sales processes aren't designed to grow the gross profit margins for salespeople as ourselves. A lot of sales professionals get misled into thinking that it's designed to make the profit margins bigger for us. Just to find out, it's the opposite. They're just trying to sell, push their product. This could be happening to you, resulting in sales being affected. Now, from my experience, I always like to give a little bit of personal of my touch, whereas I have the advantage to making a high profit sales. Of course, as you're going to see, all of my episodes in our podcast are designed to maximize your commission and maximize sales, you know, making high profit selling work for you. I always get asked, how do you do it? Well, this is how I do it. I would rather turn the selling process into my own and perfect it to the point where you are selling your product and services at a high profit margins. And yes, it could be done. There's nothing wrong with mastering the sales process resulting in higher profit sale. Here, we're gonna discuss how you can highlight and dominate the added mastered steps that you can learn to kill it. And you will kill it every time. And you can just send me 10% of your commissions for this. No, I'm kidding, guys. If you simply start with perfecting your sales process, you can guarantee yourself higher commissions, and you will start closing all your deals across the board. In this episode, you will learn advanced method to master the sales process at only high profit selling. By following these advanced methods, you'll be able to accomplish faster closes at record-breaking high profit margins. When you know the psychology and the setup works, you'll be making it look easy. Now, let's get started.
So, why is it that you're failing in your sales process? Have you ever noticed that sometimes you lose a sale for something so stupid, it can be a simple objection that you had handled previous thousands of times of it? Or it could be a situation where you needed to overcome something, however, you ended up losing the customer to a subpar product, some competitor's product that's worse for your customer. No matter what you're selling, from my experience, most companies that you might be working for undervalue or do not truly comprehend the sales process. This is a truly idea of mine. A lot of companies do not understand, okay, what is the sales process. Most of the time it's a higher executive that puts out, he's thinking about what it is, but the soldiers, the salespeople, sales professionals, sales closers understand exactly. So you will find the best managers are actual sales managers, sales closers. They come from being from the bottom all the way to the top because they understand. Okay, a PhD, you know, just going to school and getting a PhD doesn't show you, they don't teach you objection handling, rebuttals or anything. What are you gonna do? They don't teach you that in any school across the world. They miss the fact that the process is the heart of the business. Nothing happens without a sale being done. Usually, when I'm training a new sales team, I always start by asking, tell me about your sales process. I can tell a lot from the people that they're looking at me, what sales process, what are you talking about? Oh yeah, we have something, they're looking their face. It happens everywhere. This is the reason why sales process is extremely important. It's up to us, the sales professional, to accurately develop and follow the important steps in a sales process. Usually, poor sales happen because the sales professional either takes shortcuts or skips an important step in the process. See, a sales professional gets cocky when everything's going well and starts taking shortcuts. Well, shortcuts are pay cuts. You know, when you start skipping steps or trying to, you know, manipulate the customer, we don't need to do that, don't worry. No, that is wrong because it creates a habit. You're gonna do it again. So don't stop that shit. Don't do that, okay? Don't ever skip or, you know, give less to your customer. You always wanna go 100%, 100% of the time, 100% of the people, 100% of the product. Show them everything. This is the biggest reason you're getting poor sales, because if you're skipping steps, you're gonna have poor results in sales. You will never be able to properly convert a lead into a quality prospect that's ready to buy and buy now. Okay, that's what you want. When you take a shortcut or a skip a step, you perform at a low engaging sales presentation. So listen to that. When you take a shortcut or skip a step, you are performing at a very low engaging sales presentation. You don't present correctly. This is simply laziness, and it's the responsibility of the sales professional that, you know, they should never do. There's absolutely no excuses for you, and please have yourself, accountable for this. If you are performing at a poor sales presentation and you could lose 80 to 90% of your good opportunities, that could be potentially become great sales. So let's stop doing that, let's correct it, and let's hit it hard.
Secret methods to master the sales process. I was remembering about working with a sales team, about 19 guys in Utah. I was brought in to train the guys and give them some advice about securing more deals. To my surprise, these guys had a pretty good sales presentation going on. I was kind of shocked. I was all like, wow, you know, this is good. As I was listening to them, as soon as I started, they got to the close in the sales presentation and they would start to fall short. You know, I was surprised. I was all like, man, guys, you guys suck at closing. You know, what's going on? My jaw dropped. How horrible it was. Some of them never even asked for the sale. It was simply told by them, if they were interested, they should call back. And I quote, call me back if you want to buy. My hand went up to my forehead, slapped in there. I was simply shocked. I couldn't believe it. And I was up. You know, guys, let's get together. We discussed the sales presentation and the problem was the simple close. It was the frustration and fear they would get around the closing. And it was completely on all about 19 of the guys. I could not understand. It was the easiest thing and the most funnest thing. Yes, I get it. The close is hard. It's definitely not for everybody. However, I can teach it to everybody. Everybody can do it. They were scared of rejections and rebuttals from the potential prospects they would have. The fear was stopping them that they won't try. Before we continue, I want to let everybody know that anyone can become a sales closer. Anybody. Even a blind squirrel will find a nut, believe me. To correct this, we worked on the fear and frustration they were encountering. See, most of them, they would say, oh, they throw thousands of rejections and objections and, you know, rebuttals and everything. I said, okay, let's knock them all out. And I called them out on them, you know? And to find it out, it was like four or five actual ones. And we worked on that, and we worked on it, you know, for the past following week. And they got so good, and they have been tremendous. I always go back to them, and I just do a follow-up, see how they were doing, and I mean, they could not be happier, and it's great to hear stories like that. If you can isolate, and this is how we fix them, and this is gonna work for you as well. Okay, so as I just explained, we worked on the fear of frustration that we're encountering. Now, if you can isolate the problem, being one being the worst and 10 being the best, where would you need to work on? As I explained, the following secret methods identify where you need help. So, how do you master the sales process? We're going to make this as easy for you to understand. Make sure you highlight your development areas you need sales training on. You might end up needing help on one or two areas or three areas. We want you to master all the areas so you can become a master sales closer. So, the first method is to master prospecting. Finding new customers is by far the most difficult task in your selling process. Prospecting is the foundation to the sales process. Without a good prospecting, will result in a strong impact to your sales performance, usually not good. bad prospecting will dramatically hurt you in your selling career, you must master the art of prospecting. As a matter of fact, prospecting is the reason why people quit the profession of sales, because they're not good. They run out of people of prospecting looking for their product or services. I want you to know that there is a lot of ways to get a lot of leads that you can turn them into sales. Usually, these are inbound leads that come into your company in the form of calls, emails, internet leads, walk-in, or referrals. These leads are important to the success of any sales professional. Do not commit the sales mistake and only do one of the prospecting methods. For a successful career, you need to have a mixture of all of them put together. Just think about this. A good basketball player doesn't only work on short drills only. They work on all drills, hoops, teamwork, everything. Everything to be a good basketball player, to be developed on everything. Because if you're working on defense, you're working on offense, okay? A good, well-around sales closer will work on everything. As a sales closer that you want to become, you're also required to work on all the methods of prospecting. Here's where a lot of sales professionals fall short. They only work on one or two things that they have a success. They need to be good at everything, because not everything. You're going to get left, right, you know, coming in. You need to handle every single opportunity. Each is as important as the other method. However, I will teach you my secrets that will push you to unheard of prospecting activities with high results and very low rejections or rebuttals. Without inbound leads, what is required for you to create a calm contact? You know, those are small inbound calls, you know, emails, walk-ins, referrals, in the form of a phone call, email, text, or social media requests. With this initial contact, make sure you come across as a sales professional with your intentions to help. See, you're not selling just yet. You have the intentions to help them and send them your credit application. If they fill it out, great. That it just immediately becomes a amazing opportunity to sell. You are assuming the sell already, and I want you all the time to assume the sell already. At this point, you let them have them reach out to you, not you as them, because they're going to see you as just a salesman. You want them to see you as a professional where you have the control over everything. You are in the driver's seat of this sell, okay? Close the deal, and that's the way it should be handled. Once they send you, most of them fill out the credit application, set up the appointment, close the deal, and that's how it should be handled, you know, in a timely manner. The ones that don't fill an application and they're not reaching out to you, you know, they're probably not busy, or they're just tire kickers, you know. Most of the time, they just want to waste your time. So don't waste golden selling hours calling a lead that will just not buy at that moment. Maybe they're gonna wait 3 or 4 months. They just haven't told you, because if they're not moving on, you know, or reacting with you, it's probably a thing that's holding them back. You know, it could be work or anything. So, you know, whenever you're not busy and you don't have golden selling hours, okay, you know, when you're downtime, like it's, you know, very late at night, there's nothing going on, then that's a great time for you to reach out to them and call them up and just say, hey, what's going on? You know, you don't want to have, you know, on the phone when there's people coming in through the door that could be a potential customer. So rearrange how you're handling everybody. However, do not throw them to the side. You want to call them. Follow up, of course, follow up. Just, I want to reiterate, you know, make it so important, okay? Do not waste your golden hours calling a lead that will not buy for you right now at the moment. Don't use golden hours. To go into more detail, the prospecting secret method, we're going to teach you the upright method to getting more prospects in a short period of time. These leads are going to be so easy to convert into sales with little or no effort to convert them. I want you to look around your city, town, and possible state. You will be able to look up for companies with employees. Start with companies with the following grade. Okay, so I grade them 1 grade, 2 grade, 3 grades. So, grade number 1, companies with less than 10 employees. Grade 2 is companies with 15 to 20 employees. And grade 3 is gonna be companies with 25 to 50 employees. At this point, you want to start with grade 1 companies. Reach out to this human resource department and ask about coming in and offering your products or services to sell to the employees, or just offer. This is what you're doing. You're offering, I shouldn't say sell, I should say offering to their employees. What you're trying to do is start an impact, or, you know, quality. You're looking for quality people that are just too busy to come and see you, or they don't know about you. So you're creating awareness about your product and services. Now, I want to let you know that I recently had done this with a company, and I think there was like 150. I was so busy at the time where I went. Right after that, I sold the sales manager. It was like maybe 35 sales that I got there in less than 2 months. You know, it was like within 2 weeks, I was just on fire. That's the only thing I did, okay? It was so great, and the commissions were like, you know, very well. You know, I did so far better than I thought. And those people send you other people. So, I mean, for the rest of the 4 months that I was just on fire, you know, every day working like crazy, you know, selling. And it would turn out to be the greatest thing. So a lot of salespeople are not doing this. They fall short of understanding, hey, hard work pays off, but you hustle. You know, you become the hustler. So don't be afraid of reaching out for companies and making that, you know, a secret weapon of yours, because you have the inbound calls. Now you're going into the deep shit here, you know, and these are stuff that normally the sales person or sales the sales professional are not doing. These are secret advanced level methods that holy shit, once you do it, you want to do it over and over and over. And it's just simply visiting the place. You know, it could, some companies, I remember that company was hosted a yearly like festival where they buy lunch for all the employees, and they let you sit there. And I just, of course, I sell cars, so I went over there and I took 2 cars and just parked them and just stood there with credit applications, and I took pictures of their driver's license, you know, fill out credit apps. Then I made an appointment, you know, and all of them came in, and it was just one after the other, you know. And this is high profit selling, because they already know you. You know, people will fall for you, and they'll tell you, you know, because you're not a stranger no more. They met you before. Now they come to your house, and boom, it's you to take the order. When you visit them at work, okay, you will be so amazed how many people weren't in the market to buy your product or services, but they're ready to buy now. At this point, you're simply offering anyone that has interest to set up a qualified lead that can buy, and you set them up on a proper professional appointment. Every person who signs up with you has a 87% chance of closing the deal that next on that appointment. I'd rather take that than, you know, than be anything. I guarantee you will be slammed with appointments and making huge commissions. And again, you'll be so happy with this. See, the principle to this method is that no one has been doing it. When you visit people at work, you earn the company's trust, and they see you as a trusted partner. They will be willing to deal with you more than just going off by themselves. People are likely to do business with companies that they're familiar with. You will absolutely get no rejections or objections using this method of prospecting new business. I guarantee it. You will hit higher commissions. You will hit higher sales doing it this secret method. The second secret method is to learn to qualify. At this stage, you want to become so good in asking the right questions. If you're having trouble with qualifying, listen to my episode on mastering leads and opportunities that will help you in detail on qualifying your leads. It will truly help you understand the inner workings and truly master leads and opportunities. Usually, you can turn a lead into a sale by simply recognizing the right questions to ask. Here, I want you to discover what they're looking for. They're gonna tell you how to close them and how to sell them, okay? So, some of my favorite questions that I ask are the following. Why did you accept the appointment with me? Here, they're gonna tell you how serious is the purchase to them. What are they looking for? Everything. Now, at this point, as a good sales closer, you listen to them. Take good notes and listen to what they're telling you. And if they have any questions, all of it are gonna come in. You also wanna ask about any previous experiences. And they're gonna go ahead and tell you yes, I bought this. Similar to your product, however, and then all of a sudden it's gonna be the bad things, what they experience, or it could be a good experience and you're gonna make it better. So they are gonna tell you what is good and what is bad. So the next question is, if I could find the right product for you and make it into your budget, could I earn your business today? What are you looking for? Here's where, what are you looking? It is a good time frame, okay? If you offer credit options, now ask them, from a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what is your credit looking? If they go ahead and answer it like a 6, why do you say that it's a 6? Did something happen? See, at this point, they're gonna tell you, well, I had, you know, a problem with this, or I was out of work and everything. So you wanna go ahead and take good notes about this, because this is gonna help you when you're qualifying, just in case they need the credit assistance, like financing or anything. See, how it works for your deal, point out any negatives to be upfront with your prospect. You want to tell them everything, what's going on. Take them by the hand. That's why you're there and you're the professional. Start with the bad and end with good news. For example, see, you haven't paid that collection off, in case you see something like that, obviously. That can affect us in making a credit decision. However, I got good news for you. If we can speak to the bank and make an exception, could we earn your business now? Always ask for the sale and learn how to work and take a bad into a good. Third secret method is the sales presentation. Without a good sales presentation, you will be selling numbers, not your actual product or services. This is going to result in poor commissions or no sale at all. The reason for a sales presentation is so you won't forget about any important information that needs to be go over or be completed. Like many sales professionals, they forget to drill on the idea behind this sales presentation, and I believe this is what's happening to you right now. The sales presentation is going to sell the idea that your product or service is the answer to the problem the prospect is trying to resolve. answer the problem at the sales presentation, and you will be able to close all your deals all the fucking time. Solving problems always gets you paid heavily. Focus on the solution, on how your product is going to solve their problem. Currently, I bet you are simply showing the prospect the product and services. However, you need to personalize the selling process towards them. They're gonna tell you, here's the important thing. I need you to understand this. Use the information you receive from them in the qualifying method. And just like that, you will be able to close another sales deal. Fourth secret method is closing the sale. You can become a master sales closer. With this said, you will not close every deal that's in front of you. Don't feel bad, upset, or that you think that you are losing it. It happens to every sales closer in every industry. It could be stocks, cars, RVs, insurance, real estate, you're selling planes, boats, whatever the hell you're selling. It happens to everybody, so don't feel bad or anything. Nothing's happening to you. You will be able to close every deal that is closable, and that's it. Just think about that. At this point, you want to focus the customer, you know, and present numbers to them. Next, focus on only the rejections and objections they present to you. You can easily fight them off using the certainty method. And let me explain this. Certainty is that you're selling the certain that your product will resolve the problem they have. You do this using the method, the secret method, in the sales presentation. You know, customized or tailored to their problem. So see how it's working? Now, if you start off with the secret method, the first method that I told you about, prospecting, second is qualifying, and then third is getting everything put together where it just works great for them, okay? Third would be the sales presentation, and the fourth is the closing. So everything works together. So you can't have one without the other. Everything just comes in together. Now, once you at that point, when you are simply focus on certain that the product that you are offering to sell them will solve the problem. And certainty breaks down into two things. One is logic, the other one's emotional. And let me explain what's the difference. This is how you close a deal. Logic is the reason they sought out your product or services, and your product, your company, and you, the sales professional, will deliver high standards. Done. That's all it is. Now, logic is telling them, hey, this product is going to solve the problem. However, if everything comes in and aligns, you'll have a 50-50 chance that they might buy. Now, you want to close them. You're gonna use emotional certainty to close them. This is how you close them. How is your product or services going to make them feel? So, now, what I use is something simple like this. How is your new car going to look in your driveway? You know, boom. At that point, I'm planting the seed of ownership in their brain. They simply ask for the sale. Let me earn your business today. Something simple as that. Oh, now, another one that I look is, what is your family and friends gonna say when they see you drive this car? Boom. Let me earn your business today. Boom. You know, it's as easy as that. So have a combination and tailor the close to them. So if you learn every single step of the process, okay, it's gonna make it easy. From first method is mastering, you know, the secret method of prospecting. Second, okay, method is learning how to qualify your customer, bringing them from a good customer to a second by asking all the right questions up front. Third is using that information into the sales presentation. And fourth, tailoring the third method, the sales presentation, working into the fourth method, which is the secret closing. So everything works together. That's how you're gonna get 100% of the time and close them each and every time. I guarantee you, this method, a secret method, has been working with advanced closers, sales closers across every industry. This is only how you make high profit selling at its best. So I hope you enjoy it. And here are my final thoughts. Final thought, guys. I want to take the time to thank you for your time that you have spent with me today. Remember, show some love and hit that subscribe button for me. I work very hard on bringing all the content. It's not easy coming up, but this is all original content that we create. If you know that at least three people, share this podcast and tell them to follow me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We are there to help you guys grow. And I would really like it and appreciate that if you show some love. We hope you guys are enjoying season two of Coffee is for Closers. We are working extremely hard to bring up-to-date content, which that's all we bring. Check out season one for episodes with strong sales content. However, season two, we are bringing the big guns, stronger closes, secret selling methods, unheard of prospecting secrets that only top closers in the sales industry are actively doing. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. And remember to follow me on TikTok, okay? Remember, TikTok, we are at Coffee is for Closers Johnny. Please follow me. Amazing content that I'm putting up there. Yeah, and remember, if you have any questions, you can find my email on the description on this episode. Thank you so much. God bless. And sell everything. Make killer commissions.